This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Founded in 1880 by Maria Longworth in Cincinnati, Rookwood Pottery was soon recognized for its beautiful and distinctive pieces worldwide. In 1902, Rookwood began creating architectural pottery, and its tiles and custom designs adorn thousands of private homes and public buildings. My guests are Rookwood Pottery of Cincinnati Director of Stein Sales and Development, George Hibben, and Rookwood Glaze Chemist, Jim Robinson. And you can join the conversation at 513-419-7100. You can email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And thanks to both of you for joining me this afternoon.
You're very welcome.
It's fun to be here, Mark.
Great topic, too. Rookwood Pottery's got such an amazing history. What inspired Maria Longworth to start the company?
Jim? You know the story.
Jim's the historian.
It's a great tale. She was far ahead of her time, and she would describe it as, in large part, she wanted to develop a system that would hire young women and give them a great place to work. So, I mean, she was a really great supporter of the arts and also the culture of Cincinnati. And so she found herself, I mean, grew up in great privilege, but was always thinking ahead about how she could help the Cincinnati society. So it was remarkable. And then factor into that her love of ceramics. And it gave birth to this really remarkable company.
So this was the first female manufacturing company in the U.S.? Is that correct?
In large part. I'm sure there were women who ran stagecoach stops somewhere in Wyoming who would beg to differ. But on this scale, how about that?
What were some of Rookwood's first products?
Largely vases was the beginning, decorative pieces. We found out an interesting bit of history just by accident this summer when Jim was given some shards out front of our current building on Ray Street. And we then traced the early pottery of Cincinnati, which is Dallas Pottery on McMicken, basically 500 to 700 feet from where we are now, where Mariah got her early ceramics background. So we didn't know it, but Rookwood pretty much has come home to Over the Rhine, where she really got her early start. But vases primarily were the initial push back in the 1880s. And then within 9 years, winning gold medals at the Universal Paris Exposition.
Didn't take long at all, did it?
Didn't take long because the privilege that she had, she could hire the best and the brightest from around the world. And a lot of her teapot collection, which was the early genesis for Rookwood, occurred from a visit to Japan, right, Jim?
A visit to Japan, and also she encouraged her father to purchase a large part of the Morris collection, which is, by the way, owned by our local museum, the museum up on the hill, CAM.
And the architectural tiles and pottery didn't come along until early 1900s, correct?
1901, they talked about founding an architectural department, and in 1902, William McDonald became the head of the department. And it took off shortly thereafter and lasted until the Depression in the early 30s sometime.
And where are some of the places that you can see Rookwood's work? I'm assuming it's all over the country, all over the world, isn't it?
Well, I have an interesting story. Jim and I give tours down at the pottery. And about 4 years ago, I was giving a tour. There was a woman in the crowd, and I asked people, why did you come today? And she said, well, I'm here because I'm the only one on my street that doesn't have a Rookwood fireplace. Okay, so I'm thinking, all right, I'm a good old West Side boy. So I'm thinking, okay, Westwood, Price Hill, Covedale, full of Rookwood fireplaces versus is she from Hyde Park, Mount Lookout? Is she an East Sider? And then finally, after about 10 minutes, I ask her, ma'am, where are you from? And she says, Dallas, Texas. Gives you an idea how far-reaching Seattle, Washington, Dallas, Texas, Washington, D.C., New York, on and on and on. Rookwood, far-reaching and over 80 museums worldwide.
The danger is also that Rookwood, the name Rookwood, has become an almost generic term.
Like Riley, Saran Wrap or something like that.
Precisely. We have a great friend, Riley Humler, who will assist people in figuring out whether or not they have a Rookwood fireplace. Well, often they're not Rookwood. But people will assume if it was made in Cincinnati, there's a Rookwood fireplace. So someone will come to me and they'll say, do you have a fireplace? Oh, I have a fireplace. And I'll say, well, actually, it looks like Batchelder. I believe that's come from California. No, it's Wheatley. They were competitors of Rookwood. So on and on it goes. It's just – it's great fun for that reason.
Mm-hmm. George, tell me about your role with Rookwood Pottery. You're dealing primarily with steins?
Yeah, beer steins. Okay. Imagine that in Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah. I can't understand any demand for that kind of thing around here.
My expertise goes back 25 years with antique steins, and became a consultant to the Moreline Stein Project in 2006, and then became director of stein development in 2011 with Rookwood. And so we're making steins, growlers. The Taft's Ale House is a new project that we'll be working on shortly that not only will we be doing an architectural installation there, but also some vessels for them.
Now, Jim, you've been working in ceramics for what, about four decades? Is that right?
Easily. I built my first kiln in 1971, and I lived out in Oregon, southern Oregon, near the town of Ashland, which is where I went to the university. And Rookwood has very long arms. And I got a call one morning when I was on my way to rowing. This is Rookwood, and would you be a consultant? And I said, by all means. I mean, I knew who they were. This is a well-known company. And I was hired for a year as a consultant, and then I moved here in 2009. So I brought a lot of expertise, and all of which has been put completely to use of the building on a daily basis, I'll say. I have an idea how this might be done. Give me some time.
So now you're what's known as the master glaze chemist.
I love the term.
Okay.
It may not be true, but I love the term nonetheless.
What are some of the local projects you've been involved with?
Local projects. We've had great fun. I've gotten to work, for instance, with Dan Dutton, who's this remarkable artist that we've hired from Somerset, Kentucky. So I've helped work on the shapes and also the glazes that are going onto those vessels. I've also had the chance to build some one-off wall basins, and one features a downspout in the head of a fox that spits into a basin down below, and then matching colors in old installations, and then of course always coming up with new colors. So it's been really exciting.
The role of coming up with colors and does that go into preservation and renovation around the country?
By all means. As a matter of fact, this weekend I'm going to be giving a talk over in Covington at the Northern Kentucky renovation seminar, and we'll be talking about old and new. Many times I'm called on to replicate an old glaze, and in many cases they want something entirely fresh. We're reimagining ourselves as the pottery, almost as if we wished that all the original people were still around. And in some sense they are. They're right here beside us.
And Jim was part of winning an award, was it last year or the year before, for a renovation project in Chicago, the Monroe Building. Yep. 14 floors of restoration work where Jim matched the glazes, he matched the crazing in the glaze, and also matched the dirt and the soot that was within those craze lines. And can't tell the old from the new. And I have to be careful. I love Rookwood. I collect Rookwood. And he comes out with new glazes every week that are better than the month before, and I have to make sure I take my paycheck home every week instead of buying his newest glaze.
This is obviously it's art. Does Rookwood provide any types of apprenticeship programs to teach a new generation these skills?
We have some interns from UC that work with us, some DAP students that are doing some remarkable work. Mm. And so we do work with the community in that regard. In terms of teaching pottery classes, we're not doing anything like that. But we do have an active internship program that if they want to look us up on the website, they can connect up with us.
513-419-7100 if you'd like to join our conversation. And what are some of the downtown buildings that have the most Rookwood installed in them? I always think of, is it Crewe Tower? Is a biggie, isn't it?
The Crewe Tower Arcade is phenomenal in terms of the high-relief floral designs. The ice cream parlor at Union Terminal, originally a tea room, but part of the museum center there. That's a William Henschel design. Gidding Jennings, the exterior facade of the building is gorgeous.
Oh, the museum up on the hill, CAM, has a number of really wonderful installations. They have some enormous panels that came out of the Sinton
Hotel.
The Sinton Hotel, they have those, and a beautiful fountain as well. And George and I are a couple of Anita Ellis's biggest fans.
Big fan.
In this town. And we go to her as our great cultural resource when we're talking about Rookwood and looking into the past. And,
not too far down the road, Mark, is the Seelbach Hotel in Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal Ratzkeller. Arches, 72 pelicans grace the room on pillars.
Wow.
And each pelican is about 2 feet tall with 6 inches of relief. Just a phenomenal room.
These are oddball pelicans, too.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not like the brown pelicans that I knew out of the coast of Oregon.
No.
But you can tell they're pelicans.
But the Hotel Sinton, also had a similar room back in the day.
Hughes High School, is that Rookwood?
Hughes has a lot of Rookwood, but like Jim was saying previously, so many styles could mimic one another that there might be elements in it that look like Rookwood that aren't necessarily Rookwood because it might have been a Wheatley product or another product. But Cincinnati schools and the work of the art lead back in the day to put art into the schools, yeah. We are so lucky locally.
Any local water fountains have Rookwood going for them? Or?
The water fountains at Hughes.
Okay.
There is a Clement Barnhorn sculpted piece of a boy riding a dolphin is what it's commonly known as. You name it, they're out there. they're gorgeous.
What's the current manufacturing process like? I think of a pottery. It's a bunch of kilns and wheels and that kind of thing.
It depends. Things may start as a sketch. Then they may go to a sculpted form. We do some three-dimensional printing. We're starting to experiment with that. But, the good old-fashioned sculpted form. I mean, Jim with his fox and his basins that he made, it was a joy to watch because he created something from scratch. And just watching the artist work was phenomenal.
In large part, Mark, our process is geared toward replication. So we'll have a standard model, and then there's a whole series of steps that take place to capture the object so it can be replicated either on the ram press die or by slip casting the piece. It's remarkable. Our mold room, and many of the kids come from both the Art Academy here in town and also UC. Their whole life is based on the ability to capture the object and have a master mold or a master die that more pieces can be made from. Because during the process, both the dies and the molds wear out, and you have to be able to go back and be able to replicate them. So it's a curious business. Then when they're fired, you're creating a completely new stone in the kiln. It's never existed before. All of the materials in the clay become welded and fused together. So you've created a completely new object that's never existed on the face of the earth. So it's a neat process.
Sounds like you
cover them with glorious glazes.
You would know about that. It sounds like it's a very intricate, detailed process.
Very detailed. Very intricate. Just so you know that the molding process, things have to be drafted correctly so that they release when the mold is pulled apart. So just that process alone, the master mold maker is looking for any undercut, any little 16th of an inch spot that may grab when the mold is pulled apart. So it can be a very labor-intensive, frustrating, but yet, you love doing it when you're absorbed by the project. But it is a labor of love, that's for sure.
Are today's builders getting back to using high-quality elements such as Rookwood in their designs?
They are for a select part of what they do. The Rookwood product it's not the typical product that you'll find in the local store. It is beefy. We have both 3/8 and 5/8 tile. Tends to be a Well, it's basically art pottery on walls, backsplashes, fireplaces. It's something you want to touch and feel because it gets into your soul. It permeates, and it's not just a floor covering or a wall covering.
If someone thinks they have Rookwood in their home, is there any way they can tell if it's Rookwood or if it's one of the other companies?
Well, we have a number of old catalogs where we have our deco tiles that we know those designs. A lot of those may have been somewhat altered by other companies. The best resource in town would be Anita and Riley Humler.
You bet. As short of just prying it off the wall and looking on the back to see if it says Wheatley
don't do that.
But that's just if they're falling off the wall.
Well, let's take a phone call from John in Westchester. Excuse me there. John, we just got about 30 seconds left. Can you get your question out and we get a quick answer for you?
Sure. Are some of your internships with UC related to additive or the 3D printing in the ceramic medium?
Okay, good question, John. Thank you. Jim is shaking his head, or does that mean?
Yeah, I didn't catch the first part of the question.
I think that they were asking whether
any of the internships are related to the 3D printing.
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. In fact, that's the new technology that we are being educated on, because a lot of our techniques have been used the same way for 2,000 years.
And we've just purchased a new machine. I don't know what the cost of it was, but it was phenomenal. And it's going to be installed in the next month or so.
Okay. Well, thanks to both of you for joining me this afternoon.
Greatly appreciate it.
Great fun. Thank you.
Likewise. Rookwood Pottery of Cincinnati, Director of Stein Sales and Development, George Hibben, and also Rookwood Glaze Chemist, Jim Robinson.